We welcome our friends back and got a new class of legislators. Quite a number of them just been elected in November. So I think one of the bigger freshman classes, particularly on the Senate side. So it's been good trying to get those new folks and working with our folks that have been helpful so many years. So we're kind of excited about it.
And Black says he was really pleased with news through the governor's budget, which was recently announced.
One of the components of that is a $9.5 million bond package for us. And when we say bonds, that's usually goes towards our farmers markets. And, you know, for maintenance and operation, those have been $1 million and $2 million packages for so long. But it's been 12 years since we've actually built a new building, particularly at the Lannis farmers market. So what we've had on drawing boards is a new probably somewhere between 70,000 and 90,000 square foot high bay, you know, 21st century produce house. We've already got some folks that'll be interested in being tenants and kind of expanding the Atlanta market. And we firmly believe, you know, that's just an expanded market for Georgia farmers and Georgia produce. So much more efficient type facilities, but those bond packages also going to let us do them. We have a water system that's much like some of our major municipalities. It's aging. Some of our infrastructure is aging. So from electrical and water, this package is going to allow us to really, get us into the 21st century with our flagship market, that being the Atlanta one there in Forest Park.
And we'll have more from the Georgia General Assembly as the session continues. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.